Well, I'm going to try something new today by leaving some audio feedback on the discussions and see if you folks like that or not. I read about it in a journal article, and I thought it was an intriguing notion, so I'm going to give it a try. This recording is about the Lesson 2 discussion in the trauma class, and I think probably what summarizes this discussion the best is that many of you reflected that trauma is a very individual experience and that people react to traumatic situations in very different ways. And in order to understand how individuals react and to understand their particular reactions, we have to get to know our clients really well. I think Sean pointed that out. And however, I think Becky pointed out that even though there is some great diversity in how individuals will respond to trauma, she felt that there's also some shared experience, and that might be what joins people together, say, in support groups, and it's what enables us to have some basic responses. Sasha made a great point about when how important and how maybe very traumatic things can be when a role model, people we don't expect to be that way, parents and priests and ministers and coaches and whatnot, do that. And Shelby pointed out some cultural differences, maybe, might be a way of defining what she said. She talked about for some people, deer hunting might be a great thing, but for others, it might be sort of traumatic to go through that, depending on the individual's composition and their personality and their cultural upbringing. Stephanie pointed out a really interesting thing, talking about the hierarchy of trauma and some trauma being worse than others. And I've experienced that too, and some of the dysfunction within the mental health system. And in another post, Stephanie also identified how trauma can permanently affect somebody and and change their personality. And individuals will reflect that they've never been the same since that. And that maybe is sometimes the most distressing. Brandy talked about physical trauma, and that's something that we in the mental health field don't really deal with a lot, but certainly along with physical trauma, you're going to have some psychological trauma, and I'm sure Brandy's going to appreciate the notion that you have to deal with both when you're in those situations. Another interesting point was brought up by Brittany when she, I'm not sure if she meant to say this, but she talked about when people in a group experience trauma. And that's actually in the field of developmental psychology. That's a form of bonding, actually, when a group goes through something together, even though they may have not been in touch with each other. Like everybody who had somebody die in the 9/11 events is bonded together because of that shared traumatic experience. I think that that's a strength. When we look at strengths that we... In our work, I think that that's a valuable strength to focus on. There was some, I really have to say, there were some really great personal stories Wendy shared and a bunch of other people shared, and people really were very kind to each other, and that's really nice to see, being very supportive of one another. Christine mentioned, you know, her applauding people's work, and this really is the kind of work that's very challenging. We deal with the underbelly of human society. We talk about these things and we deal with these things all the time, and I agree with her. I think this is a very challenging field. And last but not least, I guess we found out that Amber does not like spiders and does not like roaches and those things, so we should not give her any presents that look like that. So again, thanks for the great discussion. I really enjoyed it. And I would like some feedback. I'm going to be sending you an email about these audio feedback to see what you think about it, whether it was useful. I'll try to keep them really brief. This one is already almost 5 minutes long. That's a little long. I'll try to keep them brief and just kind of cover the major points of the discussion and give you some feedback on that. So enjoy, and I'll see you in the next discussion.